Welcome back to The Deep Dive, and a very warm welcome to the Pitcot Podcast.
Great to be here.
Today, we are taking a really tactical plunge into a topic that I think keeps millions of people, well, tethered to their desks. Yeah. We're talking about the jump from stable employment to full-fledged entrepreneurial freedom.
Okay, a leap.
That big leap. And we know you want that independence, the control over your time, the, you know, limitless potential. But you look at it, and all you see are the headlines about failure rates, the instability.
The fear is real.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And that core conflict, wanting the freedom but needing that stability, is the exact challenge that the strategic methodology we're exploring today is designed to solve.
Right.
Our mission today is to move you past the idea of a blind jump and into what we're calling the calculated leap, a smart, planned transition.
That's absolutely right. And this isn't just, you know, motivational fluff.
Yeah.
This is a structural approach, and it's distilled directly from the Pitcot Strategic Guides.
Mm-hmm.
We're focusing on systematic, actionable steps, mm-hmm. things you can actually do.
To keep what intact? Your finances, your sanity.
Both. To keep your financial health and your emotional well-being completely intact during that transition. Think of it as an engineer's guide to building the launch platform before you even start the countdown.
I love that analogy. And since we are pulling these frameworks and blueprints directly from the source, from the best-selling strategic guides available right now, we really encourage you to dive deeper.
Oh, for sure. This is just the overview.
Exactly. These guides have the complete step-by-step roadmap. You can download the full strategic guides by visiting www.pitcot.com/books. You'll find the whole blueprint there.
Definitely worth it.
Okay, let's unpack this. And let's start exactly where the methodology begins. Building the security you need to make this manageable. Securing the safety net.
The first and maybe most critical piece.
So the first step the guides really emphasize is this need for a gradual transition. We have this romantic idea of the dramatic I quit moment.
The big movie scene, yeah.
Right. But in reality, that's often just reckless. The goal here is to establish a safety net while your new venture moves from, you know, just a concept to actually making income.
And this is where that kind of counterintuitive advice comes in. Instead of just quitting, the strategy suggests exploring a negotiation for reduced hours. Or maybe part-time work with your current employer.
Okay, so you're thinning the tether, not cutting it completely.
Precisely. It immediately reduces the financial pressure, and that frees up so much mental bandwidth that you desperately need for creativity and planning.
That sounds great in theory, but that negotiation, I mean, telling your boss you're pulling back, that feels like a huge risk. How do you approach that without, you know, burning bridges?
Professionalism is.
Yeah.
It's just paramount. The frameworks teach you to focus the conversation entirely on the continued value your skills provide, even in a limited role.
So you're not asking for a favor?
Not at all. You are selling them a solution. You're highlighting specific projects or your institutional knowledge that's irreplaceable, mm-hmm. and you're suggesting a structured handover or a certain number of high-impact hours per week.
And timing is obviously huge here.
It's everything. You don't bring this up during a company crisis. You bring it up when a big project has just wrapped up successfully, maybe.
Or when they're restructuring anyway.
Exactly. You're positioning yourself as a flexible, high-value consultant, not an employee who's checking out. And, you know, you have to be prepared for a no.
Of course.
If that happens, you maintain total professionalism. Those relationships often become crucial networking resources later on.
So once we've thinned that tether and guaranteed some income, the next critical step is what the experts call skill as currency.
I love this part.
Yeah, turning those existing job hours into marketable side hustle dollars.
What's so fascinating here is that most people think they need to invent something brand new.
Right from scratch.
But the fastest, lowest risk path is just monetizing the expertise you already have. This is where freelancing platforms can be. Well, they're powerful testing grounds. They bring in cash, sure, but way more important, they give you market validation.
And build that confidence.
They build that entrepreneurial confidence.
And the examples from the source material really drive this home. They aren't starting over, they're just repackaging what they already know.
Absolutely. Take the mental health counselor example. They realized the market for one-on-one therapy was saturated, but local businesses were desperate for conflict resolution training for their teams.
Ah, so they sold the skill, not the format.
Exactly. They weren't selling therapy. They were packaging their core skill understanding human dynamics into these high-value workshops.
That's a total business model leap.
It is. And the insurance pro who started offering online seminars on long-term care planning.
Same idea.
Same idea. They took knowledge they used every day in a B2B setting and turned it into a B2C educational product. The key insight is that your professional knowledge is not a sunk cost, it's currency.
Waiting to be used.
Right. The side hustle isn't a distraction. It's the minimum viable product of your future business.
Okay, so let's move into the engine room of this transition, the financial strategy. Because without solid footing here, the calculated leap, it just becomes a panic jump.
For sure.
And point three is often overlooked because it sounds kind of mundane, but it's critical. Stretching the dollar, reducing expenses. We're talking about those tiny expenses that quietly eat your income.
It's so true. People focus on the revenue they need to make, but every dollar you don't need to earn is a dollar of pressure off your back.
So where do you start?
The methodology suggests a 90-day expense audit. Look beyond the obvious things like eating out or that gym membership you haven't used since, I don't know, 2018.
So what are those truly hidden costs? We know about bank fees and credit card interest, but what else are we missing?
Look at the loyalty tax. What's the cost of convenience? Are you paying a premium for auto renewals you never review? Are you buying single-serving meals instead of meal planning? The guide points out that meal planning isn't just about saving on groceries.
It's about time, too.
It's about freeing up hundreds of dollars a month, which translates directly into weeks of operating capital for your new business.
What's fascinating is how cutting those small, repeated costs creates this massive financial space. It's a psychological shift, isn't it?
It is. Frugality here isn't about deprivation. It's a proactive investment in your freedom. When you prioritize essentials rent, utilities, and use smart saving tactics, you gain control.
And that control is the antidote to the anxiety.
Exactly. It's the antidote to the anxiety that paralyzes so many would-be entrepreneurs. You're replacing uncertainty with tactical discipline.
Okay, but even with max frugality and a side hustle, launching a business often needs a capital boost. Which brings us to point four, borrowing wisely.
Right. And capital injection has to be strategic, not desperate. The key is seeking low-interest capital. The source material points to options like refinancing a home or using a home equity line of credit,
right?
An ECLOC.
Right.
Those often have the lowest rates because they're secured by an asset.
Uh-huh.
Other options are things like credit card promotional loans that offer zero interest for a while, but you need excellent credit for those.
Okay, for a deep dive audience, we have to address the risk. If you're using an ECLOC, you are putting your house on the line for an unproven venture. That sounds like the opposite of a safety net.
And that's a critical concern. The frameworks address it head on. The strategy isn't to use a ECLOC to fund some high burn speculative venture.
Okay.
It's about using low cost capital for defined essential needs, like purchasing software, registering a patent, securing initial inventory. The goal is what we call capital efficiency.
Minimize the debt, maximize the return.
You got it. Yep. And this brings up a crucial timing question. When is the best time to apply for that capital?
I'm going to guess while you still have a job.
While you are still employed. Absolutely. That consistent, verifiable income stream drastically improves your rates and your approval odds. Trying to get capital after you've quit is so much more expensive and risky.
So you're securing funds when money works for you.
Instead of chasing desperate high-interest financing later. And of course, always, always consult a trusted financial advisor before you commit to any debt that's secured by your home.
That is essential advice. Okay, before we move on to the third and final segment defining your strategy, I want to take a quick moment and just encourage you to explore everything Pitcot has to offer. They are the experts in this. Check out their complete resource library by visiting www.pitcot.com right now.
You really should.
Okay, segment three. This is about ensuring your leap has a clear, profitable target. We've built the safety net, we've secured the funding, now we need the strategy. Starting with point five, identify your niche.
Yes. If we connect this to the bigger picture, strategy starts with clarity. It's about moving beyond a vague idea to a defined business identity. Mm. You have to find your sweet spot.
Which is what exactly?
The crucial intersection of what you love doing, what you excel at, and most importantly, what the market is willing to pay a premium for.
All three.
All three. If you only have passion, you'll be poor. If you only have money, you'll be miserable.
So how do you define that? Let's say I'm a good graphic designer. How do I go from I do design to finding a real niche?
You have to define the problem you solve for a specific audience. So instead of a general graphic designer, you become the brand identity specialist for sustainable fashion startups.
So you get super specific.
You define your services narrowly. And the research stresses this. You need to be talking to potential clients right now to validate that niche.
Before you even launch.
Oh, absolutely. The first step of any marketing plan isn't a logo, it's a conversation. Ask potential clients about their pain points, what keeps them up at night.
So you're tailoring the offering to a real need.
Exactly. Bitgod emphasizes this isn't just about money, it's about long-term fulfillment. Because you're solving problems that actually matter to you.
So once you know that sweet spot, you have to communicate its value. That's point six, creating your marketing plan. What are the essentials there?
First, you have to clearly define the transformation you offer. Your client isn't buying a service, they're buying the result of that service. More free time, more revenue, less conflict.
It's about the outcome.
It's all about the outcome. The marketing roadmap involves, you know, thoughtful packaging of your service and setting a price that reflects the value you deliver, not just the hours you spend.
Right. Value-based pricing.
Exactly. The guides really teach you the difference.
And for initial scaling, where should a first-timer focus their limited time and money?
Focus on authenticity and networking. It's almost always content marketing, creating short, valuable educational pieces that show your expertise in active networking, building partnerships.
Right.
Marketing isn't just pushing your product. It's about communicating the transformation you deliver. That's what builds trust.
Okay, finally, we get to point seven, managing fear. We've said it a few times, leaving stability is scary. Fear is normal, but it can't be paralyzing. How do we build that emotional infrastructure?
The strategies for managing fear are all built around one thing, breaking down the massive, scary goal into small, predictable steps.
Making it manageable.
Yes. First, surround yourself with supporters, mentors, friends, people who won't just say yes, but who will constructively challenge you. Then, set clear, manageable steps and track every single piece of progress. Every small win builds confidence.
And the crucial pro tip from the strategic guides on accountability.
Public accountability is essential. Tell people your goals.
You mean like on social media?
It could be.
Oh.
Or it could be a weekly check-in call with a peer mentor. Maybe you post your quarterly revenue goals on LinkedIn. Sharing your milestones isn't just pressure, it's profound motivation.
Because you're on the hook.
You're on the hook. And you gain this built-in system of feedback that ensures you adjust and adapt instead of just giving in to doubt.
Okay, so that's the whole framework.
It is. We've navigated the whole thing from the gradual transition in side hustles through tightening your finances and strategic borrowing, right through to defining your niche, marketing your value, and conquering that fear with accountability. It's a roadmap built on smart, calculated steps, not blind risk.
And I want to leave you with one final thought that builds on this. The methodology really emphasizes that your transition should be marked by high integrity and professionalism.
Mm-hmm. Even on the way out?
Even on the way out. And if the calculated leap works, the biggest shift Pitcott argues isn't financial. It's the profound psychological realization that true stability was never in the job itself. It was built through your own discipline and your ability to adapt.
That's a powerful idea.
We hope this deep dive has given you the tactical confidence to start planning your own calculated leap today. And if you loved what you heard, please press the like button right now. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so others can find this strategy too.
It makes a huge difference.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
We've got more coming.
For all the strategic guides, the checklists, the full methodology we talked about today, visit www.pitcott.com to access the complete library. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.